you know, we had a very nice phone call yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And this gentleman was nice enough to call back again today since we didn't have our crap together yesterday.
No, we did not. We were unprepared.
Well, I only had one eye open, so I probably wasn't ready for it anyway.
Everybody on the line with us right now, Mr. Pat Green.
Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing down there?
Man, if we're any better, man, we'll be taking a nap somewhere.
Taking a nap with an umbrella, right?
Oh, man, that'd be the life.
Well, you know, we had the big release here a couple weeks ago on Pat's birthday.
Yes.
For his Dancehall Dreamin' tribute album. Mm-hmm. And on top of that...
Which I still don't think I'm old enough to have a tribute album, but they said I was. And I just think that means that every mirror in my house is broken.
That's exactly what it is.
That's true, but the album is still good. The music still stands. It's awesome. And we'll always do that because it's some timeless Texas music, man.
Mm-hmm. On top, that music's older than most of our fans.
Not me. I'm proud to say
Bobby, when were you born?
Yeah. So on top of that, Pat, you guys put together a thing, a national competition there, a contest for someone to win tickets for life for Pat Green shows. And we got us a winner in the studio with us.
The name, please.
My name is Bobby Terry.
Bobby Terry, we ought to give you two more names. I'm going to go with Bobby, Ricky, Terry, Bobby. And then I'll sponsor your race car.
Sounds great to me.
So fantastic. Bobby Terry wins tickets for life. Yeah, how cool is that?
We put that on the website.
The concert, the little fine print details didn't say that he also has to give over his 401k. Well, it's kind of free. You get it free now, but you pay for it later.
And then you help fund Pat's retirement.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's a good thing. But the cool thing about it is there were like over 100,000 people got in on this thing.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't know I knew 100,000 people.
You did.
As a matter of fact, you know what? All you have to do, Bobby, to get tickets for life is evidently marry one of my sisters.
I don't think my wife would take too kindly to that.
Okay, and I'll take that off the table then. Anyway, there you go.
It's very exciting. So a listener from 106.9 The Ranch in Corsicana won this thing, and we cannot be more proud of it. Of course, we've always been Pat Green fans, supported Pat Green. Bobby Terry is a big, big fan of the station. I mean, you see, he and his family remotes and shows and everything else. So this is cool.
His daddy won last week something, and, you know, always, you know, and he's mad at you for getting the CD, Bobby.
He is. He's mad at me for getting the CD, and he's really mad for me getting the Pat Green tickets.
Don't you love it when you can hold something over your dad's head? That makes it much better, you know?
Yeah.
Well, man, it's very, very exciting. And, Pat, like we said, again, you know, congratulations on the new album, the tribute thing. And it's not whether you're old enough to have a tribute album, it's whether you're good enough. And you've made that point.
Man, you know, I think that just getting to make music for my entire life is the gift that keeps on giving, if you will. But to have these guys do that for me and guys that I respect, Jack Ingram, Randy Rogers, Corey Morrow, Aaron Watson, and I mean, all of them, Kevin Fowler. I mean, I consider a name all 10 of them, but I think the point that I would make in all of that is that, you know, forced humility is real humility, right? I wasn't given a choice in this matter. So I'm humbled by these incredible musicians and my peers come along to do something like this.
Well, good, because I know back in the day, you know, you were very, very inspired by like Robert Earl Keane. In a big, big way.
Robert Earl, Jerry Jeff Walker, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, those guys were the pathway for me to music. It really had nothing to do with, I left out Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash, I apologize for that. But yeah, it didn't have a lot to do with Garth Brooks or Clint Black you know, any of the guys that were in the mainstream when I was learning how to play guitar, learning how to write music. But it was, you know, I just happened to be standing there, really, at the end of the day, when the Garth Brooks era, if you will, ended. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, you know, we make music with acoustic instruments and, you know, some electric guitars and pedal steels, but for the most part, it's a very gritty sound. Yeah, so I got to be the grandfather. That gave me 10 more years to my actual age, I guess.
Yeah, and the cool thing about that, I still want to say this, is because, you know, like I said, I saw you there, your very first, you know, Willie's picnic performance and around that time, And it's really cool, having been doing this for a long time, you would not believe how many young guys we run into. And it's like, who got you into this? Why, what made you think you wanted to do this? How many people say, Pat Green? And that's a cool thing.
Yeah, a lot. And but I'll tell you a fun story about that Willie Nelson 4th of July picnic. I bribed my way into it, and Willie didn't even know.
Really?
Hey.
Yeah. You know, Pooty Locke was his stage manager for a million years. And anyway, so I was opening a show for Willie in Lubbock when I was in school at Texas Tech. And so I went to the bar owner, and I said, hey, and I did this twice. I did this once with Jack Ingram as well. And I said to the bar owner, I said, hey, Willie Nelson wants me to open for him. And then I went and found Pooty, and then I said, hey, Pooty, the bar wants me to open for you guys tonight. And he was like, awesome. Yeah. So that's how I got my first opening gig in Lubbock. Anyway, so then while I was there with Pooty, I helped their stage crew load in and load out all of Willie's stuff, and I stayed till the last minute. And you know, I wasn't trying to kiss booty as much, and you know, I wouldn't say the other word because it's public radio, but you know, I was trying to kiss up a little bit. And so I said, listen, at the end of the night, I said, and Pooty had a bar in Austin called the Hilltop, and I said, Pooty, I'll play two nights at your bar for free if you'll get me on the 4th of July picnic. And he said, done.
Wow.
And so I literally went on stage, like, everybody was eating breakfast tacos, I think, when I started playing. But that's the story. I had a glorious 7-minute set.
Well, now Bobby, you've got Pat here on the spot. Is there any song you want to make sure he plays whenever you go see him live?
Yeah, what song?
Well, I guess my favorite would be Baby Doll.
Oh man, you know, I wrote that with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. And you're not going to believe this, we wrote that in New York City one afternoon.
That's awesome.
That was a great day. And we wrote My Little Heaven the same day, which is on the same record. We wrote like four more that I have no idea where they went. There were some magical chemicals going on that day.
Well, I think it worked out okay. Those chemicals really made a reaction.
Yeah, we got 50-50, two out of four. So, you know, all the
good. Good odds.
Very good. Well, man, Pat, again, we're excited. Thank you again for calling us. The album Dance Hall Dreamin', tribute to Pat Green, is out there. You guys get out there and get it. And
congratulations, Bobby. Pat, y'all are going to be seeing a lot of each other.
Bobby, Ricky, Terry, Bobby, that's going to be awesome, dude. We're going to have a blast, man. I'm excited. Just come up. I'll give you a key to the bus, and you can drive whenever you want.
I've got a CDL, so that would work.
There you go. I've got mine, too. So there we go.
Very cool.
I appreciate the opportunity, Pat. I mean, for the lifetime tickets, that's going to be pretty, pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, too bad it's only one. You can't bring anybody.
Sorry about your wife.
I'm teasing. We'll make sure you get taken care of. I'm sure we're going to get to know each other quite well.
Sounds good.
Very cool. All right. Everybody, Bobby Terry, Ricky Bobby over here, and Pat Green.
Yes. Go pick up that tribute record. If not, go see Pat Green wherever he is near
you.
Swear
to God, I'm going to have to work that name into one of my songs. Bobby Terry, Ricky Bobby. That's going to be hilarious.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Pat, for calling in, and congratulations again, Bobby.
Bobby, congratulations. Hey, thanks for having me on the air, guys. Y'all take care.
You too.
Man, Pat, thank you very much, man.
Later. All right, bye.
Pat Green, how cool is that right there, Bobby Terry?
That was awesome.
There you go. And you got to talk to the man right there. Seems like y'all become lifelong buddies. You may even be part of the song.
All right.
So, well, wish we could do that.
Man.
Ready? Sorry I spoiled that for you, by the way.
That's okay.
Damn right, it's okay.
All right.
I didn't know until I got to the studio, so that counts for something.
Okay.
There you go.
Who told you?
Carrie Dean.
Well, dadgum it. You're supposed to say Jody up front.
Nope, okay. Yesterday was Jody's day. She does everything right.
Yeah, just for that, I'm going to borrow your ticket sometime.
All right.
See how I worked that around? All right, coming up next, we'll be closing out the Get Up.